leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness? Of support.
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine today amid reports that North Korean soldiers are now in Russia preparing to join the war on Russia's side. In New York, jury selection begins today in the trial of a Marine charged with manslaughter. Last year, Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a subway car, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Penny's lawyer saying he risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. The unfortunate result was the unintended and unforeseen death of Mr. Neely, but prosecutors say Penny did not need to intervene. Witnesses give differing accounts. Some say Neely was making threats, but there was no indication he was violent. Others saying they feared for their safety. A lawyer for Neely's family saying, this case is simple. Someone got on a train and was screaming, so someone else choked them to death.
In New York, the Liberty won their first WNBA championship. They beat the Minnesota Lynx. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
David Zowatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Friday, October 25th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the Haunted Nash in Manitowish Waters. They invite you to join them for a night of tricks and treats, and to take a walk through Nash Lodge and discover for yourself if their summer staff is telling the truth. Is Nash Lodge really haunted? Afterwards, head over to the field and warm up by the bonfire. Not too excited about exploring the Lodge? Don't worry, there will be some friendly Halloween faces for you to enjoy as well. It's $10 for adult admission and $5 for children. And once again, this is taking place this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at 13591 Zenner Lane in Manitowish Waters. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, October 15th. He is survived by his wife, Lori, of Butternut, and by his daughter, Chrissy Trimble, of Park Falls, and by his brother, Bob Trimble, of Loyal, by his sister, Jill Cook, of Lima, Ohio, by Mary Lisa McNellage, of Spicewood, Texas, and by Sharon Hargraw, of Gilbert, Arizona, further survived by many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. Funeral service will be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held Friday, October 25th at the church from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. with a prayer vigil at 7 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in the passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawee Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports notes, State girls tennis tournament over the weekend. Sarah Barton of Lakeland finished 2-1. Her loss was to the eventual state champion, so a good representation for Sarah from Lakeland and the doubles team of Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller. They lost their first match and were knocked out of the tournament. The football pairings are out for 11-man. Edgar, no surprise, the number one seed in their Division 7 bracket. Ladysmith gets a 5 seed. They'll travel to take on Luther. Abbotsford is a 4 seed, and they'll play host to Nakusa. That's in Division 6. In Division 5, Spooner is a 6 seed. They will hit the road, and they will take on Stanley Boyd in their contest. And the Medford football team, 11-man, they are a 1 seed. They get rival Lakeland right away. 8 seed Lakeland travels to number 1 seed Medford coming up in the opener of the football playoffs this weekend. The 8-man brackets are set. Northwoods Solon Springs, they are a number 1 seed, and they will host Hurley in one of the featured 8-man games. Of course, the Phillips Loggers and the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team ineligible still for playoffs due to enrollment criteria. But Phillips, you heard last Thursday, defeating Shawamigan and winning the conference championship. That game is archived for you at 98qcountry.com. Girls volleyball tournaments get underway. Many teams will be in action tomorrow, including Northwood of Minong and South Shore. The winner of that will get Mercer coming up on Thursday. Butternut gets a home contest. 5 seed of Butternut will play host to Bayfield, the 12 seed. The winner will travel to number 4 seed Mellon. Winter, number 3 seed, gets a first round bye. They await the winner of La Coup d'Oreille traveling to take on Drummond up in Grandview. Solon Springs and Birchwood will play also tonight. The winner will get Prentice. They are the number 2 seed. All that is Division 5 volleyball. In Division 4, Wabeno Leona awaits the winner of Shawamigan and Crandon. They will play tomorrow night at the Park Falls Gymnasium. So a home contest for Shawamigan. Abbotsford, a 5 seed. They will play host to Washburn. The winner will go to Rib Lake. They get a 4 seed in D4. And Cribbets and Hurley will play tonight in Cribbets. The winner of that contest will come to Hurley to take on the Loggers coming up on Thursday. And in Division II, area teams, Hayward, a number 9 seed, they will travel to Ellsworth. They are the 8 seed tonight. Ashland, 11 seed, will hit the road to take on Medford. They are the number 6 seed tonight. And Lakeland, a 9 seed, will travel to take on Seymour in action tonight. And the soccer pairings are out. Lakeland boys having a very strong season, and they garner themselves a number 1 seed. The soccer tournaments will get underway for most teams coming up on Thursday. There's a couple of play-in games in the quarterfinals coming up tomorrow. And we'll have more on some other local sports events coming up and our get-together at 7:30, 98Q Sports, brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It's going to be another nice one today. Partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy, a shower in the afternoon, and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country. But, because when you're young, you think you know how romance works, right? But that's not how romance works. How romance works is you meet somebody, you're tired, so you get married. Yeah, we're lucky. It worked out great for us, right? But, you think you know everything about romance when, like, I thought I did because my mom had stacks of those Harlequin romance paperbacks. Yes, it was like a red light district down at the end of the hallway. And no teenage girl should ever read a romance novel because it sets you up for a lifetime of disappointment. It does. Yeah. Because your husband doesn't understand that in order for romance to happen, one of you has to be out on the prairie. Yeah. Maybe doing some farm chores, okay? Maybe you're washing clothes on one of those Wrigley boards and you're wearing your best peasant's dress and you're just working and you're washing and you're washing and you're a pirate.
98Q Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mama's let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, mmm, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and praise and kind time.
Falling in love to the beat of the music.
Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Questions for you, get up and leave. Now someone is beautiful. just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery, what someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. I just had to let you know. Doing waking up with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Mr. Thomas Rhett, 98Q Country. How you doing, Monday? Joel here. Good to have you along on the morning show. Our keyword, if you have not qualified yet for our backyard barbecue, the keyword for today is Warga. Warga is one of the sponsors of our backyard barbecues. So text us the word Warga, W-A-R-G-A. Do that through the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And tap 98Q, text in the word Warga, and you'll have a shot to qualify. If you're diligent at this week, we should be able to get you qualified, hopefully. If you're not able to do that text thing, maybe you don't have the phone or whatever, give Brianna a call. We'll get you an entry through the back door, because we want everybody to have a chance. We don't want technology to prevent you from being a part of our backyard barbecue. So give Brianna a call after 8, and we'll get you an entry in if you're not able to text through an Android or iPhone. Thank you to our sponsors of this year's backyard barbecue, Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, along with The Butcher and the Baker down in Brentwood. Yeah, BC Auto Repair. Who else here do we have? We have Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. Someone's going to win some of that. Pretty good. Ross's Sports Shop. Jay's Automotive. Oh Dear Nutrition. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Warg Auto and Truck Center. Along with Chuck's Little Station. And D&D Tyrant Auto Center. Our Backyard Barbecue giveaway is sneaking up a week from Wednesday already. So get yourself qualified this week. Keyword Warga. Nice win for the Packers yesterday. I think every year, seems like every year we play the NFL, wins get harder to come by. And it seems like the games themselves, just you kind of walk away just kind of shaking your head, just kind of like, that was ugly. But they're all kind of ugly. It's just a matter of who makes the least amount of mistakes. Turnovers are a key, obviously. But the Packers managed to get it done. They gave themselves a shot at the end to win it with Mr. McManus. And he got the job done, 40-plus. What was it, 42, 43, what was it? Something like that. So they got it done. And on the other side, the Vikings got beat by a last-second field goal by Detroit. That was a that was a game where Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Lions, he only had 3 incomplete passes the whole day. 2 of those were tipped. So basically, he was about as close to perfect as you could get on the day, throwing the ball. And the Vikings quarterback, Sam Darnold, showing a little bit of, I mean, he's still doing a pretty good job for the Vikings, but he had a really bad interception. Well, Jordan Love had a bad interception too, so it's getting harder and harder to throw the ball. That's why you're seeing more and more teams, like the Steelers last night. Just run it. Just run. Either run it or chuck it deep. One of the two. That 20-yard pass over the middle, it's a dangerous pass. There's a lot of guys moving around. So I think a lot of teams are just like, you know what? We're either going to run it, we're going to do a little screen pass, or we're going to throw a five-yard out to our tight end. We're going to bomb it down the field. You know, that 15, 20-yard pass over the middle of the field, it's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous, dangerous pass over the middle. It's where a lot of those turnovers happen, not only on the throw, but then you catch it, and everybody who's on the field just like, the ball, and then they run and rip it. They rip it away from you. Kind of rude. But look at that NFC Norris division. We knew the Lions and Packers were probably going to be pretty good this year. We didn't think the Vikings were going to be any good, and they are good. We didn't think the Bears would be any good because they got a young quarterback with a big question mark, but they appear to be pretty good. So now you got 5-1 Vikings and Lions, 5-2 the Packers, and the Bears at 4-2. So the Packers are the only team that haven't had their bye week yet. So everybody's right there. So what do you, we get what, is there six teams, seven? Oh, there's seven teams that make the playoffs, right? There's four divisional winners, and there's three wildcard teams. I mean, there's an outside chance that everybody in our division could make the playoffs, but they're going to start playing each other. So that'll knock it down a little bit. But they're just, the team, the Bears, Lions, Vikings, Packers, Bears, are just, don't seem to be losing to many teams, and they only played a couple of divisional games so far. Probably not. Probably not going to get everybody in the playoffs, but good chance of two wild cards will come from that division, so three of the four. We'll see. Long way to go yet. Still 10 games to go in the season. For your Packers, you got a winnable game. Even though you're on the road this week, it's at Jacksonville, right? Noon start time on that. On Sunday, I want to make sure I got that right here. Going to travel to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, 12 noon for you on Sunday. The Vikings, by the way, have a Thursday night game this week. So if you can cheer against the Purple on Monday, anytime the divisional team plays, of course, we always cheer against. We got 2 weeks to go in this presidential race. And just when you think it just can't get any more bizarre, it just continues to get more bizarre. Did you see the Donald serving fries yesterday at McDonald's? I laughed out loud when I watched that video. That was funny. And whether you support him or not, you gotta laugh at it, because it's pretty funny. Had three people waiting to get food through the drive-thru. They were predetermined who they were going to be. So it's like, old, I told my wife, this is like old school politics, where people would stage, like when the medicine show came to town on the wagon, and the presidential candidate would come in with the predetermined, the band, and this is just like old school politics here. Let's go to McDonald's. So we got 2 weeks to go in this race, so good luck with that. A lot of people have already cast their ballots with early voting. Millions already, they say, have cast. What else here? We have our week of giving. I am just absolutely thrilled and excited to be raising money for Catkins this week, and we're going to try to help to get them more space out there and help with all the expenses of their cats and dogs they have that they're housing and getting ready to make available for adoption, or many already available for adoption. So here's what we're doing this week. Two things. First of all, we have a whole bunch of items that the folks at Catkins have gathered for us to do a little bidding. It's not a silent auction, because everybody knows what everybody else bid. Never got the silent auction part of it, because it's really not silent. But anyway, the items are available for you to look at 98qcountry.com. We do have some photos on there. A lot of the items are here at the station. So you can place bids on any of these items all week long. And then Friday, during our marathon from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll close out some of the items. We'll close out items throughout the day. There's physical items. There's gift certificates to Quick Trip, to the Rail Trail Cafe, to Village Pit Stop, to Ridge Runners, to Double D's, to Renew You Spa, to the Lazy Loon Lodge, MSC Creations, Oh Dear Nutrition. I also saw one. There's a very unique gift certificate on here, and I'm hoping I can find it while I'm talking to you right now, because it's it's a gift certificate good for a dinner. I'm going to have to come back to it. Oh, there's Packer glasses and beer. So we're raffling off beer is what we're doing. You can bid on that. A bunch of Packer glasses and I think there's some Liney's stuff in there. All kinds of gift baskets. And many of the items are here at the station. You can stop by and look at them 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday. And then I'll be here all day Friday, of course, with the marathon. So I encourage you to bid on these items. And also, if you're able, if you haven't given to Catkins in the last, they've had some fundraisers going on, trying to raise funds to get the facilities expanded out there. This is a good time to do it this week. And I always say this, we've done this in the past when we raised money for the Timeout Shelter and for the Lord's Cupboard, is that if you're a business and you'd like to donate to Catkins and help out their great cause, you know, give us a call and say, you know, I'm pledging $100. I'll challenge all the other auto places or whatever. And then we'll talk about you throughout the week. And, you know, publicity is good, you know. And plus, you kind of send in a good vibe out there to everybody else, too, that, hey, let's support our furry friends out there and give them a little more space to deal with. So you can always give us a call Monday through Friday here, 8 to 4. You can call during the break here if you want to, and we'll jot down your name and your pledge, and you can make good on that here in the next week or so. So this is has been a very successful fundraiser for us for the last several years that we've done this, and we're hoping that folks will step forward and have fun with it. Now, you know, if you're able financially to give a little bit to our furry friends, that's fine. Maybe you're not. Maybe your financial times are tough, but, you know, maybe you could do something like purchase a gift card, you know, that a business donated. So you can do just a little bit to make it happen. Looking forward to it. Should be a fun week. And then Friday, we're going to have Tanya and all kinds of folks in from the Catkins Shelter throughout the day to talk about the shelter and to get you educated on what it takes to make that whole process go and get cats and dogs healthy and back into their forever homes. And it's there's a lot going on out there. So Friday, we will focus in on that. Let's get you updated. Twice an hour, news and sports. So let's do that right now with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness? Of support.
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberry says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. This Saturday, October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Tomahawk Main Street Fall Fest. Tomahawk Main Street invites you to join them, beginning at 11 a.m., with family activities going to 3 p.m., 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's trick-or-treating at participating downtown businesses. They do kindly ask for no early handouts. You can show off your costume, have fun with family and friends, and enjoy Fall Fest in downtown Tomahawk. They have several participating businesses, including H&R Block, with Magician's Act at 11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 2 p.m. Corner Pub with Century 21 is going to have pumpkin decorating and wand making. There's going to be a blow-up slide, and these are just a few of the ideas brewing, so keep watch for more details. More information can be found on the Tomahawk Main Street Incorporated Facebook page, and once again, this is happening this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Tomahawk. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in the passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, over the weekend on a local sports note, Butternut hosted a big middle school girls basketball team with six teams there. In round one, the Butternut Midgets broke away in the second half for a 42-18 win over Drummond in that contest. In round two, Mellon topped Drummond 35-23. And in round three, Butternut kept a lead going in the second half and went on to a 22-15 win over Mellon. And the third seed crossover game had Drummond topping Mercer 41-14. The second seed crossover had Mellon topping Shawamigan 34-21. And Butternut took on Solon Springs in the championship game and gave them a battle. But the Eagles prevailed in that contest over Butternut in the championship game to take the title 43-16. A busy day Saturday at the Butternut Gymnasium. Coming up in action today, the Shawamigan JV football team will travel to take on Prentice today. And the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team finishes their season tonight as they travel to take on Mercer. The boys basketball middle school also getting going for many area teams this week. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Bonasera! Dive into pasta night at Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut, Wisconsin. Savor Alfredo, lasagna, ravioli, and garlic bread every Wednesday starting at 4.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Complete your roofing project now and save big at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 40 options and get a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
A
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It's going to be another nice one today. Partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy, a shower in the afternoon, and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
Sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90s hits at the top of our lungs. Shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. To the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. You're kissing that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder, take it in and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did, going places we've never been. Heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California.
Ricochet at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. Got a dilemma going on in my house. Crisis. Got a crisis going on in my house. We have a cat. He's probably a 12 or 13-year-old cat that we inherited a couple of years ago. And he's quite a guy. I call him, remember the old Brewer player, Sixto Lascano? Remember him from back in the 80s? You probably don't. Some of you may be like, yeah, I remember that, Joel. Well, our cat is a six-toed cat. My wife, there's a name for that. My wife knows that I don't. So his name is Mason, but I call him Six Toes Lascano. And he's quite a little fella. And he's a lover. He wants to be, he wants what he wants. He wants... You know how our cats are. He wants his food, and then he wants to be outside, and then he wants to be petted. And so he likes me, and he likes my wife, and he likes to be around us, which is kind of cool. But I think as I've gotten older, I've developed just a little bit of an allergy to cats. Not huge. Some of you have them really bad. Not nearly that, but just enough where if I hang around them for a while, I notice the next day that I'm kind of like, you know, that. So I guess it's a good dilemma to have, right? to have a pet and a cat that loves you. You know, maybe you're looking for a cat. Catkins is what we're... See that transition? Yeah, see that? Catkins is what we're all about this week. It's a week of giving. Boy, we have a whole bunch of stuff. We're still organizing it a little bit. You're welcome to stop at any time this week and look at the items we have available for bid. One of the items, and I got to get a little more detail on this from Tanya, is the Bourbon and Buffalo dinner for six. And that's, I believe, with Joanne and Terry Ides, where you get to have a buffalo dinner and maybe a little bourbon on the side if you want. So I'm going to get a little more details on that, but that's a very unique and a generous donation from Terry and Joanne. We have just anything from gift baskets to gift certificates to there's a couple of handmade dog water. The picture's on the website, 98qcountry.com, but it's handmade water and dog food little dining area. It's just a great array of items. So come on, feel free to stop in. Tanya's bringing in, I guess, some more of the stuff this week, but a lot of it's here already at the radio station. If you want to make a pledge, we want to make a pledge. We're looking for a hee-haw salute for someone to make a pledge to get the ball rolling on it this week. Our goal is $10,000. So if you want to make that initial pledge and say, you know what, Joel, give $20 to the shelter to help out or whatever, 50 or 100, if you want to challenge someone, that's fine. 715-762-3221. Our numbers are open all week long for you to help out. It's a week of giving as we look to finish off the fundraising for Catkins and get them a little more space out there. They have a lot of cats that are up for adoption, and they need more space to get it all done to treat our furry friends well. So go on the site, look at those items, call us to bid. You can always email us, WCQM@civicmedia.us. You can even text us through that Civic Media app, the one that you're using to qualify for a contest in the Backyard Barbecue. You can go on there and just text and say, you know, I'd like to put a $20 pledge for whatever your name is. You can do it through there also. Lots of ways for you to give. It's our week of giving featuring Catkins here on 98Q Country.
Our political system isn't perfect, but a future under Republicans would be freaking nuts. They promised to pass a national abortion ban, strip our planet for parts, and hand over the keys to their rich buddies. The Democrats' plan? Protecting reproductive rights, lowering food and housing costs, relief for student loans. We can't sit this election out. Vote for Democrats. They vote for us.
Paid for by the Price County Democratic Party.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Kanda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that fall is here, and there's still time to get out and enjoy some great adventures. Don't spend time stacking firewood and cleaning up all the sawdust. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. That way you can spend more time enjoying the fall season. Then when winter comes, all you have to do is grab your firewood straight out of the bag and put it right into the wood furnace. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Join the Park Falls Chamber and local businesses for Fright Fest on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Giant Pumpkin Drop will take place at 11 a.m. in Chrysler Park. The Phillips Children's Museum will offer games and activities. And then walk over to 2nd Avenue for Trunk or Treat, followed by the free movie Mummies, sponsored by NCCU at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, it'll be a spooktacular time.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to shore up the so-called blue wall campaigns today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. ABC's Karen Travers says those are three states key to a Democratic victory.
She'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of conversations, part of an effort to reach out to independents and Republicans and peel them away from former President Donald Trump. Cheney campaigned with Harris earlier this month in Wisconsin, telling the crowd that this year will mark the first time she's cast her vote for a Democrat in a presidential election.
Meanwhile, former President Trump campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the